Triple M's Ruined It's for Breakfast for the Hospital Research Home Lottery. Become an instant millionaire. Visit homelottery.com.au. 104.7
Triple M. You're listening to Dead Set Legends with Bernie Vince, Greg Blewett and Andrew Jarman on Triple M.
Ruined It's. Top three things you need to know.
Plenty to talk about. Now let's get underway. Human trials of a potential COVID-19 vaccine are set to start at the RAI using 40 volunteers. Burn. Great news for South Australia.
Right here in Adelaide, Jars. Human trials have commenced at the Royal Adelaide Hospital. Doctors in charge hope trials will lead to a commercially produced vaccine within 6 months. So that's big to have it happening right here under our roof, Jars. That'd be worth millions.
Well, here's a trial participant, Ian Tindall.
So I sit here for 2 hours as part of the safety procedures.
The RAH trial has been launched as part of a global search for a lethal weapon in protecting us against coronavirus.
The world needs lots of vaccines in the next 12 months, so we hope that we're part of that.
40 healthy human guinea pigs have volunteered.
Any fitter, I'd be dangerous.
He's a pig guinea pig.
Fantastic, though. Yeah.
Great news. Positive news
for
a
volunteers
change.
Are gutsy.
Do they get paid? Gutsy.
No.
They'd have to get paid. Trials,
you do get some money.
They don't get paid. They get to be part of history if it ends up being. Mm.
Yeah. I watched the movie Contagion, and this is what all this vaccine's all about, the vaccine.
Yeah, well, this could happen because there's not going to be enough vaccine out there.
This vaccine is a result of the courage and perseverance of a remarkable few. We shall now begin the drawing. First MEV1 vaccination are those people born on March 10th.
There you go. How scary is that? How scary is that?
So there's not going to be enough to go around, is there? People trying to steal
anyway,
it and break in.
Fingers crossed. Penfold Grange price tag. What's going on?
Oh, how about this? So a 1951 Penfolds Grange. So that was the first year that the magnificent Grange wine came out or was made. Mm. Has been bought by a mystery buyer for, guess what? Over 100 grand.
100 grand.
Burn. $103,555. So that is a new record here in Australia for a bottle of wine. Beats the previous best. Also a 1951 Penfolds Grange that went for 81 grand. So it's never going to be drunk, apparently. So it's
drinkable?
Well, I heard some guy last night, a bit of a wine expert, say it wouldn't be the greatest.
What's that per sip? Per sip, if you drank it.
Per sip.
Depends how big your
sip is. Well, work it out, knucklehead.
Well, you could have a...
okay. If it's so simple, knucklehead, you work it out. How many sips in a bottle?
Well, how many sips in a bottle? That's a good question.
Well, everyone's got their different...
How many sips in a bottle?
I reckon there'd be four glasses, and how many sips do you have in each glass? Probably
three or four.
That's a gulp.
Eight, four's 32.
Yeah.
100 grand divided by 32, it's about, what's that, 3.5 grand?
A sip. 1951 Penfold.
But Penfold's Grange is known worldwide.
Oh, yeah.
Have you been up there lately?
Not for a long period of time, no.
No? You're a West man, aren't you? You don't come east.
Oh, hang on.
He's more of $8 a bottle sort of bloke.
Hey, now, what about footy in this state? We can have 25,000 in Adelaide Oval, and it doesn't look like it's going to happen anytime soon.
Our Premier, Mr. Stephen Marshall, is locking down the borders. He's going to keep the borders shut, and he's also sent the AFL fixture into turmoil because he won't allow any Victorian teams to come and set up a hub here in South Australia. So Port Adelaide and the Adelaide Crows will head off to another state to play.
Perth,
WA. So they'll stay there for a period of time. But this is great news for the sample comp. That's what it's done.
Mm.
You know, the sample comp will get a kick now because crowds want to go to the footy. So, but yeah, look, Port Adelaide sitting top. Surely at some stage the AFL will have to program some games here. Surely.
Yeah.
Well, can you see it happening? Government, Charles. I can see it not happening. But up to the government. As soon as they will ease those border restrictions, that's when teams will be able to come in. So until that stage, no, we're not going to see any AFL games here in SA.
Port Adelaide fans deserve to see their side running around Adelaide Oval.
How good would it be if Port Adelaide finished top without playing home games?
Oh, it'd be horrendous.
Why is that horrendous?
Phantom Screens. Locally made blinds and retractable screens. Now you see them, now you don't. On Triple M's Ruined Dits for Breakfast.
Oh, that's a terrific pass by Jonas.
Please welcome Port Adelaide captain Tom Jonas.
Good morning to you, Tommy. Thanks for joining the Dead Set Legends. Obviously, Roo and Dit's having a bit of a break, and we thank you for your time, young Thomas.
No, always a pleasure, boys. How are you going over there?
We're going very well. Tommy, now, the Brisbane Lions, this will be a wonderful game to watch. Will you physically target roadrunner Charlie Cameron first 5 minutes of the game and put him on his backside?
I wouldn't say that'll be on the agenda, but if you get an opportunity, you always take it. He's got a couple of hits on us in the past, yes. So it's always nice to get one back.
It is a big test this weekend, though. Brisbane sitting third on the ladder, 3-1. Both teams, probably the two form teams of the competition, going to be very good to sit back and watch. What do you do with their midfield? They've got some really informed midfields. They've got Jared Lyons, Berry, McLuggage, Lockie Neal's in brilliant form. Do you go to him?
We tried a little bit of that last year and didn't quite work. So I think the go would be just to back our mids against theirs. Obviously, we're going pretty well at the moment. I think what we're doing is working. So just have plenty of trust and confidence in our boys and that we're going to win our fair share and get it going our way.
Now, Tom, your back line has been unbelievable. You're just controlling things down there. But I think the story of the season so far has been big Charlie Dixon just on fire last week with six. And must be, you know, have a power forward up there to kick to. He's brilliant, isn't it?
Yeah, absolutely. It's great to have Big Mick back. And I think we've helped him out a fair bit as well with the delivery we've been able to get in there this year. So all things are going pretty well at the moment. We just got to sort of ride that wave for as long as possible. And as fast down back, we're sort of being looked after pretty well by the rest of the boys up the field.
Hey, Tommy, one player that he just gets under the radar is Daniel Rich from the Brisbane Lions. You've got to keep an eye on him because he's got a beautiful kick. He kicks 60, 70 on the run. You've got to keep an eye on him because he sets him up across that half back.
Yeah, absolutely. He's been doing it for a long time. And I think with the addition of Birchall, there are a couple of pretty dangerous threats back there. And they add another dimension to their ball movement. So we'll put a bit of time into those boys, make sure that not wheeling onto their left as much as possible, and hopefully we can sort of contain them a little bit.
Any celebrations after the big win last week and Brad Ebert's 250th?
Any high diddle?
Yeah, well, it's a fair achievement to play 250 games. So we came back to the hotel, and he obviously had the family or the immediate family fly up for the game. We just had a few beers and reds in the team room and just celebrated what's been a great career so far.
Where are you hearing that you might be going next, Tom? These hubs are the talk of the AFL and no one really knows what's going on, but have you heard any whispers?
Yeah, I haven't got much of a clue. I'm sort of hearing maybe Sydney, potentially a fair stint in Adelaide at some stage. So you guys probably got as much idea as me. I know that it would be really nice to settle in back home for the back half of the year and hopefully get some exciting fixtures with a bit of a crowd at Adelaide Oval and sort of, you know, ride that momentum into the end of the year.
Do you think that's a realistic possibility, footy in Adelaide? Because there's been big chat, we might not see any footy in Adelaide.
Yeah, like I said, not much of an idea, but it seems like a natural choice when you can have, you know, 25,000, you know, probably soon 50,000 at the stadium. And
seems silly.
Good for game revenue. Obviously, we're probably not quite as well equipped hotel-wise to facilitate interstate clubs, but I'm sure we can work our way around that, and it seems like the place to be for me.
Chatting with Port Adelaide captain Tommy Jonas, who's been the biggest pest amongst your playing group now that you've all been sitting in that hub for nearly 3 or 4 weeks? Who's driving you nuts as the club captain?
Naturally, Rockcliffe comes to mind. He's always up to something.
Typical Rockcliffe.
Yeah, and Cam Sutcliffe, obviously one of the elder statesmen, just keeps banging on about his Freo mate. So he even had a run around with him on the weekend. So he donned the sash again. So
mate, thanks for your time. Good luck against Brisbane. It's going to be a ripping game of footy, and we'll catch you again, mate.
Absolutely, boys. Thanks. Thanks for the chat.
Put out a captain, Tommy Jonas. There. Yeah.
And don't forget, call Phantom Screens today for a quote on up to 12-metre wide motorised outdoor blinds. Nice. Check them out. Dead Set Legends on 104.7 Adelaide's Triple M.
We normally work on the Saturdays, but we've, of course, filling in for Ruin Dits here on Breakfast Radio.
That's all we're doing.
And it's been a great week. I've really enjoyed it. But I tell you what, Something rattled me to the core this week, Jars.
Uh-oh.
On Tuesday, we had a very concerning incident. We got some information, and we know, don't we, Byrne, that Jars is the tightest man that I've ever met.
Bullshit.
I'm not sure about
dust.
You, Byrne, but
that slipped out. That is bull. You're the tightest bloke in Adelaide.
You are that tight.
No.
And, well, this confirmed okay. it, really, because your beautiful daughter, Riley, who we ended up getting on the show.
Yeah, that's fair.
Was distraught because that weekend you'd raided her recycling bin.
Her mother told me to take the cans to cash them in because we're going on a juice diet.
Okay, but, well, there's more to it. But if you missed it, here's what happened.
Your daughter, Riley, she collects all the bottles and cans in a tub in your garage, Jars, and the collection grows weekly.
Yeah, it does.
When she cashes them in, it's usually around $58, $60, all right?
So where are we going?
So on the weekend, she thought, right, the tubs are getting pretty full. I'm going to cash these in. I'm going to get my $60. So she's saving up for something special. I can't say that on air, but it's something special. Along came Saturday. She opens the car boot, backs it in, goes to the tubs, and what does she see?
Empty!
Not even one can from the night before.
You can't share this.
She's trying not to jump to any conclusions, but she had her suspicions. So she goes inside. Maz, where's my bottles and cans? I've got no idea. Ask your father. You wouldn't answer any of her calls because you knew what it was about. And your text was like, she was getting aggressive with the text. I've seen the text. And you're, no, love. I'm on air, love. Love. No, it wasn't me. Love. I'll speak later. I'm on air. And she's getting very, very angry at this stage. The rage is just infiltrating her. This is the conclusion. She'd like her $58 back by Friday. By Friday. In fact, it's interest now, so it's about $65. If it's not there by Friday, you'll see both of us in the magistrate's court because I'm going with her and we're going hard. Maximum penalty for theft. Actually, were you armed or unarmed? Unarmed is 8 years and we're going for the maximum. You got any response to this?
I needed
beer money.
And what
you do or say can be used in court, by the way.
I needed beer money.
In fact, we're going to call her.
Oh, good morning, Bernie.
Oh, hey, really?
Good morning, Steve.
Give it to him.
No, love.
I cannot believe the audacity you have, Andrew.
Andrew?
How dare you? That is my cans and bottles. That is my money. And you took them. Let me finish. Some of us work full-time in the Jarman household, unlike you, because we don't have time during the week to go and cash the cans of bottles in. So Saturday morning was my time to do it.
But Riley, Mum needed the money to make juices.
No, keep her out of it.
Or don't bring Mum into this. Don't bring Mum as an accessory of the crime. You down.
What are we taking him for? We want 60. We're probably
it's
up
only,
to 70 now with those lies. We want
cans.
$70 by Friday, or we'll see you at the magistrate's court.
Triple the 25.
And you can pay the court fees.
Oh, yes. Hang on. This is ridiculous.
Top lawyers do.
Go and tidy your room.
So
where are you going with this?
No, the result is paid up? Because it's Friday.
No, I haven't.
Well, there's a due date of Friday morning and you haven't paid up.
No, not at all.
Okay, well, you'll be hearing from our lawyer.
I beg your pardon?
You'll be hearing from our lawyers.
Our lawyer.
In fact...
So you're involved, are you?
Well, you're going to pay the fees. So
not,
what
she's
I've
not
done
gonna
is
get
I've gone...
$70. She's not even going to get $25, and that's all it costs to go and cash
good,
in the
because I'll be using this as evidence because I've
ridiculous.
Got... I've gone for the top of the tree. Adelaide super lawyer, Greg Griffin of Griffin Lawyers. Hello, Greg.
Oh, no.
Good morning, gentlemen.
Oh, Greg.
Okay, so what do we got here? We got a case?
Look, it troubles me. It troubles me that we're dealing with this sort of person. This is a clear case of conversion. Poor Riley, the emotional stress, enormous. But it's not stopping at $70, gentlemen.
No,
because we've done some research.
Yes.
And we've had an audit done.
Oh,
and
yes.
And missing from the family home are the signed Justin Bieber T-shirts.
Oh.
The doll's house given to her for her 7th birthday.
Yes.
And a collection of various souvenirs from her very famous uncle, Darren Jarman, which have all gone missing. And we can only presume that the person in your studio has not limited these felonious acts to just cans and bottles.
What's the maximum sentence
he's looking at? Put me to jail.
Well, at this stage, what we'll do is we'll sue him civilly to get the evidence and then hand it to the Director of Public Prosecution. And he will do with it what he can.
You're in strife, Greg.
Great stuff. Am I in trouble, Greg?
You're in big trouble, Jazz, and we're going hard for you.
Yeah, let's go.
You have to go hard. You've got to restore this girl's confidence and faith.
Stop.
Yeah, not only in her parents, but in humanity.
I'm not sure whether she can go back to work after this too, so it might be an ongoing payment.
The damages are just rolling up. If you can roll up.
Take care, mate.
Thanks, Greg. And Jazz will be paying the fee for you as well, because I know you're expensive.
It's the first time he's ever paid one of my accounts. So that'd be good.
Round 5 kicked off last night, and St Kilda too good for the Blues. They gave them too much of a head start.
Yep.
And St Kilda getting home by 18 points. Jaron Geary, Max King.
He's a talent.
202 centimetres. Mm. And
long arms.
That's what I was going to say, Byrne. Mm. When he goes for that mark, try spoiling that. He's up there in the clouds. He was very good. Dan Butler also kicked two. The only sour note for the Saints, Dan Hannabury limping off with that hamstring injury. But Saints are going well, boys.
Port Adelaide have held back Ryan Burton for returning from that knee injury and will take an unchanged list going into their game against Brisbane, which will be a ripping game to watch. Very smart move. Burton's probably another week away from training, Byrne.
Yep.
So good decision there. And that's the depth they've got Port Adelaide at the moment. Yeah, so that'll be a ripping game. But the Lions do regain their ruckman, Stephen Martin, who's a quality ruckman, but lose captain Dane Zorko to a hamstring calf is it?
Mm. Yeah,
again.
Calf.
So they'll put him away for a while. Here's Ollie Wines, who's on fire at the moment since he's come back from suspension. They asked Ollie, was he thinking of leaving the footy club?
No, not at all. I'm contracted for another 2 years. I'm not even halfway through my current deal. So I'm really comfortable where I'm at the club. It's never crossed my mind. I'm really happy here, and we think we can get some special things done this year.
Nice.
Rory Sloane and Chase Jones, both named. If they get through training today, they will play. But I'm hearing they probably won't, Jazz.
Yeah, it'd be very doubtful, Byrne.
Matt Crouch, one of the four names that are named. Andrew McPherson potentially could play his first game this weekend, Jazz. Do you think he'll play?
Well, if Jones doesn't play, mate, bring him in. And you're playing, and not being disrespectful to Freo, but it's a good time to bring in another young player.
Yeah, give him an opportunity. Nat Fyfe obviously out last week, so we missed a couple of weeks, which is, I reckon this is a real winnable game
absolutely
for Adelaide. They should
Byrne.
Be really going out there absolutely to take them on. And today, Jars, very sad time. Today marks the 5-year anniversary of the day we lost Phil Walsh. And here's Rory Sloane talking about the impact he had on the footy club.
He had a huge impact on our footy club, a really positive impact, and left a great legacy on our footy club. And certainly a lot of us involved in the footy club and the Port Adelaide footy club, that we certainly miss him. And we'll make sure we check in on Phil's family too, Meredith.
Beautiful stuff. The Crows would have won their third premiership under Phil Walsh.
Three, you reckon?
Yep. He would have delivered a premiership.
Certainly set him up,
the
and they were on the way
Crows
up, weren't
oh,
they?
Oh, mate, he was ahead of his time. Yeah, so we wish his family all the best.
He's a plumber.
Rudy's Plumbing. You block it, we unblock it.
He has a funny accent.
My mum's from Holland and my dad's from the Netherlands. It's a beautiful accent, isn't it?
And he also happens to be Australia's meanest TV reviewer.
Australian television, it is manure.
Please welcome to Ruin Dits for Breakfast.
Every week right here on Triple M.
Rudy Vanderstone, TV reviewer.
Oh, he joins us this morning. And good morning, Rudy. And who's in your sights?
Well, it's very nice to speak to you two instead of those amateurs, Roo and Dit, men living on their past glories.
Yes.
Yeah, football and squash. Yawn, except both of you are AFL footballers.
Yeah, but we played a bit of rugby.
Bernie, I watched a little bit of the bounce.
Yes.
Wow. Wow.
No.
I don't know where to start. Let me say this. You're the least worst thing on it.
Rudy's given it.
You may or may not know, last week I did the steaming brown Logies for the worst that Australian television has to offer because the Logies have been cancelled. Yeah. They've been run the steaming browns, run by Costa Georgiadis from Gardening Australia, a man very familiar with manure and compost. He'd love the bounce. Now, I had two controversial TV appearances last week too, one on Today Extra and one on Studio 10, that ended up in an official apology. I don't know whether you're familiar with that,
yeah,
but
we did see it.
I'm now back to my first two loves, and that is plumbing, because I'm a plumber, and making love to my wife, Marta, in inventive ways. I call it 101 things you can do with a clog. Anyway, of course, appearing on this show in Ruin Ditz in Adelaide, or in this case, Jars and Bernie. What do you call the show?
It's Jars, Bernie and Bluey. You forgot Greg Blewett, Rudy.
Oh, Bluey, how are you,
good,
Greg?
Good, Rudy. Good, Rudy.
I tell you what, cricket. Oh, I'd rather take to my genitals with an angle grinder than watch cricket. Anyway, lovely to speak to you, Bluey. But I do feel completely understood on this show and never have to apologise, which means you're either playing by your own rules or you disregard any industry protocols. And I think it's probably the latter.
It is the latter, yeah.
You're symptomatic of the decay of Western society. Yeah. And speaking of which, I am reviewing Filthy Rich on Netflix. Are you blokes across this show?
Yes.
So it's about horrific predator and pedophile Jeffrey Epstein. This documentary is probably very much at home in Adelaide. Hello, you're still on the line?
I've just passed out.
This is a fascinating series because it's all about how power completely gets out of hand. This reptile rubbed shoulders with the likes of Bill Clinton, Donald Trump, billionaires, and, of course, Prince Andrew.
Yes.
So his powerful reach was so great. There was an FBI investigation with the full cooperation of the Palm Beach Police. It went to our highest level. 40 victims were willing to testify. And then all of a sudden, it was stopped. So who stopped it?
Who stopped it, Rudy?
Who is the chief pedophile? Now, I don't know. But spoiler alert, Jeffrey's dead. Now, one of the people that frequented Palm Beach Mansion, where all these massages with minors went on and all this horrible, sordid activity, was Prince Sex Pest himself. Prince Andrew, an absolute monster of an individual.
Don't worry,
we can say what we like. They won't sue us. The question is, who killed Jeffrey Epstein? I'll tell you who. The Queen. The Queen absolutely bumped him off, for sure.
She didn't, did she?
She's the head of a crime family. They've all got guns. She's wearing the bling. She's just like a gang leader. She probably, you know, scratches up her own tunes. QE2 represent. And she definitely bumped him
off. What's her rap name, the Queen, then?
Thin Lizzy.
That's good. What's her murder weapon?
Thin Lizzy.
Thin Lizzy. She shoots you so many times, they say you've got a crown of thorns or a crown of jewels or something.
So the Queen's got a gang.
She has got a gang. Now, you may remember last year's car crash interview with the BBC.
Do I regret the fact that he has quite obviously conducted himself in a manner unbecoming? Yes.
Unbecoming? He was a sex offender?
Yeah, I'm sorry, I'm being polite, in the sense that he was a sex offender. But no.
But no. I was being polite. Unbecoming? He was a sex offender, and he's your best mate. So Prince Andrew, what an absolute grub.
Yes.
This is a terrible show, but it's compelling viewing. I hate it, I love it, and I hate myself that I love it.
And what do you give it?
No stars. I hate it. Goodbye. I tell you what, in terms of watching heinous people commit heinous crimes, it's up there with the bounce.
See you, Rude. Speak to you next week.
See you, Jar. See you, Bluey.
See you,
Bernie. We love your work.
See you, mate.
Hey, now, guys, the AFL, it's absolute chaos at the moment. And I heard the great Bruce McAvaney on Channel 7 say last night that he's actually really enjoying the excitement of not knowing what's going to happen this season. season, where the next fixtures are going to be. Yeah. It's strange, isn't it? I mean, we're talking about hubs in Perth, hubs in Sydney. They're talking about in Sydney, St Kilda, Carlton, Hawthorn, North Melbourne going to Sydney, yep, to join Sydney and GWS, and then possibly Collingwood and Geelong going to Perth, maybe with our two teams, Adelaide and Port Adelaide, which will join West Coast and Frio. But it's strange, isn't it? I mean, why isn't Adelaide being touted as a hub?
Well, you've got to ask the Premier, Stephen Marshall, and SA Health. They're the questions we've got to ask them, because they've made the decisions to shut down our borders, all right, more so from the Victorians. So, and that's understandable. We can understand that. Well, another 75, 80 cases yesterday, something in Victoria.
73, I think.
Yesterday in Victoria. So,
but they're saying that that they still have to do the 14 days quarantine, which will happen when teams go to Perth, especially. They'll have to do the 14 days quarantine. Actually, Stephen Wade said it would be tough to even get the Vic teams in here, even if they've done their quarantines in another state.
Yeah.
Then they'd come into Adelaide. They'd still have to do another 14 days. I thought that would be different.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah.
Do they just not want footy here?
Why can't they get an exemption? Because these boys are tested twice a day, twice a week. Yeah. They've got the great best doctors around them, and they have been. They, mate, when they were staying at their own homes, they weren't allowed to go out.
Mm.
So they were stuck at home. So
yeah, they were.
Surely you give them an exemption to come in.
I would have thought if they do their 14 days in another state, yeah, and everything's fine.
Let them in. Why couldn't you have 10 weeks of AFL football here? Bring in, you know, six or bring in, what's there, five Victorian teams plus our two. There's seven. And, mate, it'll be magnificent for the state. And the crowds, we can bring crowds back. We can have up to 27,000 at Adelaide Oval.
Yeah,
it'll be great for the economy, surely.
Super exciting. It's not like we're letting, you know, the general public in from Victoria, because it is, there's a lot of cases over there. We're talking about professional athletes getting tested twice a week. So if anything pops up at all, and we saw with Connor McKenna from Essendon, anything pops up, even just a little out of character test, that pops up, they're straight onto it and they're straight into lockdown. This is we need to start opening our minds a little bit here, I feel, because this is such a big potential for Adelaide to hold a hub. How much would the public love it, Jars? Especially
thrive
getting 30,000, nearly 30,000 into each game.
Yep.
You have, you know, a few games here every weekend. You see interstate teams play in Adelaide, which you don't normally get to see. I just think it's such an exciting opportunity with, you know, it comes with its risks as well, but it's a very, very low risk when we're talking about getting tested 2-3 times a week, every second day, that is, Jars. If anything out of normality pops up, they're straight onto it. I reckon our Premier and our health department need to
rethink this.
Just rethink this idea. And I know they're trying to be strong, but let's just open our minds and see the potential that South Australia could have here.
They have to find a way, Jars, because we are dominating here in terms of the virus, aren't we? We've done really, really well.
We've
so I can see in a month's time, there could be 50,000 people being allowed at the Adelaide Oval.
Same as Perth.
Yeah, correct.
Perth going to let 60,000 in. So I just find it hard to believe Adelaide's not even
burn up. Vic clubs refusing to go into hubs interstate.
Some players have come out and said well, I don't know whether they're just saying that. We heard a lot of that before the Adelaide clubs and the Perth clubs left as well, but everyone went.
But the boys up there, the Crows and Port boys, they're loving it.
They're loving it. They're thriving, Jars. It's good.
Internally, they're having a great time.
We even got Ollie Wines here talking about it. Check this out. This is very interesting.
Generally, this time of year, you're not out of a hoodie or trackies, and I guess just the atmosphere of the city and always warm and always people happy and out and about, I think it creates a positive mood amongst us. Just the vibe of the place.
In summing up, it's the constitution, it's Mabo, it's justice, it's
the Crows,
it's the vibe, and no, that's it. It's the vibe.
A bit of castle action there. But what annoys me, Jars, is Adelaide hasn't even really been part of the conversation when we're talking about hubs, and we're the best bloody state there is compared to the virus numbers. So it's just a little bit frustrating, Jars. Get some footy here. Let's be realistic about this. They're the safest sort of group you can have.
Absolutely.
Get footy at Adelaide Oval.
Hear, hear.
So this week, boys, first time we've done brekkie together as a three. I've done it with you before, Jars. But I thought, you know what? You'd teach me a lot and I could learn some things off you. So took a few grabs out of some things that I'm going to take with me into both the weekend and next, because we've got next week together as well and the week after. So I was really excited building up. And these are some of the things I've learned this week. And you know what? It started with you, Jazz, with getting your facts right with 14 aside.
Marco's come out and said it's dull and the game's in a dreadful space. And Chris Scott's gone and floating the idea of having 14 aside because it's just too defensive and it's boring and...
what was that?
What did I actually say? I said 14 aside.
Yeah, because Chris Scott come out and said that.
14 aside.
Chris Scott come out and said, now 16. Get your facts right here. If you're going to slap me, do your research. He
yeah,
did
he
come
said
out
16.
And say 14 aside if you want to open up the game of football for high scoring.
Okay, well, he said 16. So
it said 16.
No. If you read his article, it said 14. So well, I'll accept an apology when it comes my way.
Okay, well, I'll apologise when I get to you. Now, Blue, I know you're a bit of a Crows fan.
Yes.
And when we're interviewing Crows players, you might get a little bit sort of fangirly.
Yeah.
But I don't think the Crows are unbeaten.
I can't imagine footy clubs are great to be around, Tex, when you're losing games and, you, and you've obviously gone unbeaten so far this season. How are the boys holding up?
Unbeaten. I don't know whether you thought he was from Port Adelaide or what to go there, but I've learnt a lot from that statement as well. And, Jazz, you know what?
Yes,
one thing with live reads, I thought, you know what? The power of live reads. You're very good at them. You ad lib and you're exciting. I love it when you do a live read, and I've taken a lot out of this week, in particular this one.
Tell me when. I'll do the first three. The Hospital Research Home Lottery is giving you the chance.
No, it was hospital.
The hospital. Tell me when.
When.
The Hospital Research Home Lottery is giving you the chance to become an instant millionaire with their 2.5 million grand prize. Did you hear what I said, Byrne?
2.5 million. $2.5 million.
Yeah, but it doesn't matter. For fuck's sake.
Oh, don't swim. Could we use it?
Tell me when.
When.
The Hospital Research Home Lottery is giving you the chance. What did I say, hospital?
You're saying horse piddle.
Oh, okay. Tell me when. Fully furnished Scott Salisbury home at Henley Beach. You could be living mortgage-free in a...
do it for the top.
All right. Now, you could be living mortgage... I'll start from the top, Shawnee.
Yep.
Okay. Sorry, Adelaide.
I tell you what, if you want to add humour to live reads, that is the way to go about it. Thank you for making my week, boys. Well done.
Bernie's been perfect, has he, Jazz? Bernie's obviously been perfect this week. Yeah. All right. Okay. We'll keep an eye on that.
Oh, geez, you take it personally, don't you, boy? Stop Googling, mate. It doesn't exist. That he never said that. You owe us an apology. For the people that didn't hear it, this is what Jazz said earlier about Chris Scott saying... 14 aside, which he never said.
Marco's come out and said it's dull and the game's in a dreadful space, and Chris Scott's gone and floating the idea of having 14 aside because it's just too defensive and it's boring and...
He never said that. He said 16 aside, and you've been Googling. We've lost you for the last 45 minutes because you've been Googling and searching and probing.
Because he said 14-14, they played a game against Port Melbourne. And he said,
no, he didn't say 14 aside was good, though.
Yeah, but that's, he did. He said, if you want to open the game up, the AFL, mate, should look at it. He didn't say we should do it. They should look at it to make it more of a high scoring.
Where did he say that? Send me the article, please. Because we found the article.
He said it in an article, mate.
Oh, Murph's rubbish. Got the article. I've got it here.
Herald Sun last week. Scott has long pushed for AFL to play, wait for it, 16 aside.
To counter ugly
you
congestion.
Eyeballed me and said, I don't expect an apology when I find this article, and there's no such article. So would you apologise to me, Blue, Murph, Jared and the family right now?
Unless it was Brad Scott, his brother said that.
Hang on.
Are you staying firm?
Yeah, I am.
This is Jazz now, okay?
I was... I was not exactly right. You mean you were wrong? Mm. Yeah, that's right, Malfa. I was what you just said I was.
1-3-3-5-3. Get on the phones. Furious Five is up next, family. We've got a great prize too.
Yeah.
Let's go. Come on.
Yeah, what KO 6-month subscription. 1-3-3-5-3. Furious Five. Here what a way go. To finish the week.
Yeah.
Song.
Be a part of radio history right now on Triple M.
The Furious Five. It's time for the most groundbreaking quiz to hit the airwaves.
I do not believe it. I do not believe it.
Two callers battled out by answering five questions. The one with the most correct wins. It's time for the Furious Five. The Furious Five!
We call it the F5. All it is some fun. Mm. All right, have a little bit of a laugh at the end of the week. It's just have a couple of competitors going against each other. That's all it is.
Tough
all right?
questions.
It's chaos at its best, and that's all we're all about. Mm. Is that clear?
Yep.
I just want to make it clear.
Yeah, yes.
Because it could be receiving some sort of award at the end of the year.
Is it nominated?
Well, that's what I'm hearing from management here. Anyway, let's say hello to Andy from Flinders Park and Alfie from Athelstan. Good morning, gentlemen.
Yeah, good morning,
good
gentlemen.
Good morning, legends. Good morning, Alfie.
Good boy,
good morning, Andy. Good luck, buddy.
Oh, thanks, mate. Same to you.
That's what it's all about. Cheers. Listen to that. That's fantastic teamwork.
This could be tricky for you, Jars. Andy and Alf.
Not at all. All right, gentlemen, five questions. Call your name out first if you know the answer. We've got a lifeline. You could use the three of us. I don't have the answers. Greg, you don't have, and Bernie doesn't. Sean Craig Murphy, the radio icon, old Tinder Lips, he has the answers. All right, gentlemen. And if you get it wrong, your opposition can have a crack at the answer. Are we ready, gentlemen?
Yeah, let's have a crack at it.
Here we go. Burn, question one, please.
5 seconds ago. Question one, which Australian state has begun trials of a COVID-19 vaccine?
Andy.
Yes, Andy.
Queensland.
Oh, no.
Yep. Alfie. Better. South Australia. Here in the RAA.
Nah, well played.
Well done, Alf.
Good stuff,
yeah,
Andy.
Good on you, Alfie.
Yeah, had a crack.
Hit a lip.
Number two, Greg.
Number two, who came second to Guy Sebastian in the 2003 Australian?
Alfie.
Alfie, sorry. I'm not with
you. You're Alfie, mate. I'm Andy.
Sorry. We're getting both confused here.
You're going to be long?
You called out the other bloke's
name. Alfie.
Oh, God. Forgot his name. Oh, God.
I'll jump in.
Yep.
Go for it.
Shannon Knoll.
That's it.
Is that you, Andy?
Was it?
Yeah, that was Andy, not Alfie.
Righto.
All right, Andrew.
Yep.
Thank you. One apiece. Number three, Greg. I mean, Blue. I mean, Bernie.
Alfie, Andy, and Andrew. And now you call me Blue and Bird.
Number three, Bird.
Right. Well, you nearly called me Greg again. Which Australian rules footy captain says their club may not choose to travel to a hub?
Alf. Andy.
Alf.
Alf was first.
Alfie.
Yep.
Sorry, I wasn't listening.
Would be Collingwood's Captain Buckley.
Oh, my God.
No.
No.
Well, Buckley's their coach.
Now, can I jump in, boy?
Yep, go.
I'm going to stick with Alfie with Collingwood, and whoever their captain is, I think Scotty Pendlebury, they're a winch of it.
So now Andy's asking.
Can I just say, I reckon that question's wrong.
It's not the right question,
So which Australian rules football captain says their club may not choose to travel to a hub? I reckon the club's going to go. I just think Trent Cotchin has said that he may not go. So
Okay, Richmond.
That's Jared, our producer.
He never gets it right completely, does he, Jared?
No. Number four,
me and Alfie are still here, fellas.
Righto. Righto, boys. Number four.
Number four, lads. Which heinous crime is Jar's daughter Riley taking him to court over?
Andy, yes?
Bloody theft, Jar. Shame on you, mate.
Yeah.
Done. 2-1.
Clip as
number
well.
Five, Byrne.
Right. Who has been BOG this week for the brekkie fill-in?
Alfie.
Got to be Bernie Vince for sure.
Yeah,
that's correct, is it?
That's correct. So Burns got best player award. Three votes. All right, it's a draw. Two apiece.
Is it?
We need a tiebreaker.
Good luck, Andy. Good luck.
Tiebreaker.
Good luck, Alfie.
All right, here we go.
Have I got the tiebreaker?
No. Yes, you have.
What brand of shoes do I have on right now?
Alf.
Adidas.
No.
Andy.
Yes, Andy.
No, I'm Bernie, bloody hush puppies.
No. Keep going, back and forth.
Lifeline.
Andy.
Lifeline.
Andy. Yeah.
Whoever sponsors the Crows, I'm going to go with maybe Nike or something.
Nah, getting close.
I'll take a lifeline. I'll have Bernie for a lifeline.
Oh, he's chosen me. I'm wearing Puma. You'll be OT. Smart.
Sorry about that, Andy. Well done, Alfie. That was pretty smart. I forgot all about the line.
Listen, these two go.
All in fun. Have a good day, buddy.
See you, boys.
Will you two? I'm going now. Thanks, legend. Thanks, Alfie. See you.
See you, boys.
Good on you, buddy. Good on you. Great sport.
Is it still going?
No.
It's still going.
You know what? I'm keeping that 6 month KO subscription.
That was just farcical.
Are they still talking?
Hang on.
What a show.
Yeah, they're still going.
They're going to catch up.
Footy's back. KO is the ticket to the best seat in your house. Dead Set Legends back tomorrow morning, and Beck back next week for Ruined Is for Breakfast. Jesus.
Ruined Its are done and dusted for the day. Now it's time to win big. The Hospital Research Home Lottery. Become an instant millionaire. Visit homelottery.com.au. 104.7 Triple M.